Welcome, my friends, to the Atacho podcast. Let's see if we can find the Atacho in this day. Greetings, everyone. I am really glad that you have found us and decided to check us out. Before I get too far along, I want to give a quick shout out to my Shunkaku younger brother, Benjamin Thomas Hollowhorn, and all of the Ayate back in South Dakota, specifically those on the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation and in the Wounded Knee community. As this is my first ever podcast, let me first of all introduce myself and set a foundation as to why I'm doing these. My name is Raymond Kidd, and I am the founder and executive director of a nonprofit organization called New Hope Rising, Inc., or NHR for short. NHR's mission is empowering youth to realize phenomenal potential. Now you might ask, how do we propose to complete that mission? Well, we're using the various elements of web-supported media to establish an outreach base. Currently, aside from our web page, we're also on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, LinkedIn, and now we're here as a podcast. Oftentimes, and rightly so, we as all nonprofits are asked to define what we're about. In a nutshell, we seek to have an everlasting impact on today's youth through providing material and resources relating to character development. The intent is to provide guidance and insight through our products and services that will help today's youth employ wisdom so that they can realize their phenomenal potential. Back when I started my work with at-risk and adjudicated or incarcerated youth, I heard this saying that was very true and it has stuck with me all these years. That saying was, "They don't care how much you know until they know how much you care." For those of us in public speaking realm, we call this the WIFM, or what's in it for me, meaning that in the beginning part of a presentation, we make a point to tell the audience what I as a presenter have to say that is or should be important to them as the audience. Well, the reason why I'm doing this is because I honestly care. Though I may not have walked in the very same path you have, many of my paths have been the same as many of yours. I grew up in a very abusive environment that was controlled by an abusive alcoholic stepdad who was in my life from the time I was 3 months old until I was 14. This man despised the very ground that I walked on, and every problem he ever had somehow related back to either me, my mom, or both of us. I was filled with an abundance of negative identity statements relating to being worthless and being a failure that would never amount to anything. As a child, I had been in the foster care system, and I had also lived in the group home for a time. Some of the areas I grew up in were in southeast St. Paul, Minnesota, Rockford, Illinois, Chicago's South Side, Gary, and Hammond, Indiana. Throughout my middle and high school years, because of my size, I was often bullied. Also, because of the color of my skin, I had to deal with a very real and ugly matter of racism. Beginning in my teens, I had some minor gang involvement issues. I also started developing the addictions I had to battle. Some of those battles lasted a few decades. I dropped out of high school twice, and by the time I was 19, I was a father of two. Now, I tell you these things not to get pity, as I know that there are those out there who have had it far, far worse than me. No, rather I share these things as a point of common ground. I have also shared these things with you because I know that my scars have helped me to help others that I've worked with in the past. They were able to see that there is hope and it helped them. And it is my hope that you see that and that it helps you. So you may be wondering exactly what Atacho is. And how does it fit into the point of us using it as a name for our podcast? Well, Atacho is a statement in the Lakota language that means things that are awesome, great, or very beautiful. So because God, the Creator, has given us a new day with a new hope every morning, we should look to find the things in it that are awesome or possibly very beautiful. It could be in a sunrise, the attitude of a friend or a loved one, it can be in the sounds around us, a smell, etc. There is always something that can be found. The choice to find it, however, is absolutely up to us as the individual. We control our own attitudes and perspectives on what life is. With that said, there are a few things that I want you to know about our podcasts. First, knowing that there are so many things out there fighting for everyone's time and attention, again, I really appreciate you tuning in. And because of that, one of the ground rules I've established for this podcast is that it will never exceed 20 minutes. Second, I plan to always have these podcasts tied back to the NHR blog of that month. For this month, that topic happens to be compassion. Third, as I am a Christian and NHR is a faith-based, non-denominational Christian organization, the God and Jesus factor will always be a part of what is addressed in these casts. So let's get into the reel of this cast. As I had mentioned, these podcasts will always tie back to the NHR blog topic of that month, which for this month is compassion. For this cast, I'm going to reflect on something to paint a very clear picture of that. During the 2018 television season, I had started watching a program on Sunday nights called, of all things, God Friended Me. In case you're not familiar with this show, the premise is that the main character, a young man named Miles, has been identified as a point of contact to help someone. As the storyline goes, Miles gets these, quote, friend suggestions from what is referred to in the show as the God account. Now, the catch to this is that even though Miles was raised in the church as a pastor's kid, he had fallen away from the faith that he was brought up with as a result of his mother dying, and therefore he became an atheist. So Miles starts out trying to figure out why these people are being recommended to him to befriend. But here's the twist. Unlike with Facebook, where friending someone is more of a cyber activity, he actually has some sort of physical interaction with these people shortly after he gets the friend suggestion. Each one of these friends has a different need, and most of the time it comes back that these individual lives have collective ties, meaning that they come back into the picture later on with a different friend suggestion. Now, I know it's TV and it's all scripted and rather far-fetched, which makes it unbelievable, or so it seems to those who focus on the way the world operates. Now, you might be wondering what I mean by the world. This simply means how those who focus on the physical make sense of the things going on in life around them, what can be attributed to or accounted for in some way to the five senses, sight, touch, smell, taste, or hearing. Those who see themselves as being spiritual will also add the unseen or supernatural to their process for understanding. However, just because someone identifies as being spiritual doesn't necessarily mean that they are truly speaking from a godly position. There are other religious groups that claim to be able to see into the spiritual realm, yet I will caution you on this as some of these can have or are of dark influences, which are brought about through the conjuring process. With that said, just because a person claims to be a Christian doesn't necessarily mean that they're getting proper spiritual direction either, for there are, quote, wolves in sheep's clothing, or in other words, those who claim to be Christian, yet by their actions show that they follow Satan. Jesus gave direction concerning this, saying that the people who claim to be followers of him will be known by the fruit of their life. And this is found in Matthew 7, verses 15 through 20. The Apostle John also reiterated this when he said in 1 John 4, "Do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world." Anyway, getting back to the show and how it ties to the matter of compassion. The foundation of these episodes is that this, quote, friend is always going through something, and Miles, along with his tech geek friend Rakesh, and this girl named Kara, who is now Miles' girlfriend, work together to help these suggested friends resolve their specific issues. For example, Kara was his appointed friend suggestion in episode 1, and she was brought to Miles as a friend suggestion because God seen her need as being that she needed to meet her biological mother, who had left her family when Kara was about 6 or 7 years old, and he wanted them to fix that broken relationship. Bottom line, both Kara and her mom had an emptiness or void in their lives that caused them pain and more than likely other social interactions problems for fear of being abandoned, rejected, feeling worthless, or inadequate. Now Miles has, with this, as with every successive friend suggestion, a choice, whether to accept it or reject it. However, in accepting it, it meant that he had to be willing to put himself out there to show compassion toward that person and their struggle. In closing of this podcast, I want to ask you, though you may not get a friend suggestion on your smartphone, iPad, or tablet from some mysterious God account, are you willing to let God access that tablet inside of you, known as your spirit or your heart, to receive His guidance to show compassion towards others? Think about it. Has there been someone on your heart to do or say something nice to? Maybe it's something as simple as saying a prayer for them. In doing so, you might just find the outcho in that moment. Well, everyone, that brings this, our first ever podcast, to an end. If this podcast has helped, encouraged, or had any other type of positive impact on you, please like and subscribe so that we can stay connected. Also, tell others about us so we can help and encourage them as well. Also, remember to stop by our website at www.newhoperising.org. Also, just as a reminder, New Hope Rising again is on Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, and LinkedIn. I pray that your day be out of trouble.